The Justice Podcast with your hosts, Damber Wagner and Jacob Willis. In this
world, it's just us. What's the deal, y'all? Welcome to episode 45. It's your girl, Just Living, baby.
And your boy, Jacob Willis. You tuned into the Just Us Podcast. Today, we have an... She was just so happy. Podcast. And it just stopped. The pause. We have my amazing friend here.
Our amazing friend. Let's get that together.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Wow. We have our amazing friend, James Wright Chanel in the building.
Praise God.
How you doing?
You know, I'm good.
Talented singer, songwriter, chef.
Actor.
And so much more.
You know, I danced a little bit.
For real?
Oh, shit. I don't want to tell nobody. No, I'm just...
I'm going to say show us something. We are so glad to have you here today.
I'm
you look amazing.
So glad to be here.
Yes.
Thank y'all for having me.
Period.
I've been waiting to get here.
Oh, please. We have to contact you.
I was almost going to cuss Jacob out.
Oh, yeah?
He's been waiting for a while to get on.
What you been up to?
I told you that he was waiting to get on. But we said we were going to wait for the right time.
Y'all about to fight?
No. Yeah. Oh. You here today, so that's the last. You here, though, today, friend.
Mm-hmm. I'm here. This is when I'm supposed to be here.
Hello? Yeah.
Today. This is the day.
Divine timing.
Right. Mm-hmm. This is the day.
That's right.
Y'all know I'm holy.
Right. I know. I thought you was going to start saying this is the day.
I almost had to catch myself because, you know, I'll be sent.
So if you ever watch a podcast, we always start the podcast off with a mental health moment.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take it away?
Just the feeling of being tired. The feeling of being tired, you know, just from everything.
Mm.
Lately, I've been tired of being here. I'm not going to lie. Mm. I am tired, you know, waking up every day, trying to be your best, trying to please people, even when you're not feeling your best, putting your best foot forward, managing to get out the bed and crack a smile. When really inside, it's like, I just want to go to a bridge and jump.
I'm over it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. For real.
It's real.
Have y'all ever felt like that? Do you feel like that?
I felt like that. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you what's crazy. Just yesterday, I told somebody, and you know what's crazy? I'm always the strong black woman. Mm-hmm. So I don't ever tell. I'm serious though, but I never tell no one. I never express how I feel.
Okay.
And you know, I keep it bottled up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm expressing how I feel right now because I usually don't.
Right.
But yesterday I told someone, how amazing God was.
Okay.
Because I was over it.
Mm-hmm.
I was over a career. Mm-hmm. I was over paying rent, paying bills, just over it. And just everybody think like, first of all, let me say this. Y'all think because y'all see us doing what we do, y'all think we rich and got money. And no, we still living in the streets and the hoods and we struggling and we trying to figure it out every day. Yes. So that's one.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't rich.
Not me.
Either. It's 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Every day.
Facts. Yeah.
And I just, I told someone, I was like, I'm over it. Mm-hmm. And I told her I was over it.
Okay.
And she was like, wait, what? And I was like, yeah, I never expressed myself, so you wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time I express myself, people say, oh, child, you're strong. You. No.
Tired of.
Sometimes the strong gets weak.
Exactly.
So I definitely know how you feel.
Yeah, and nobody likes to check on the strong because they think they're so busy being strong.
Yeah. Never check on
them. You feel me? And then with us being like, you know, influencers and a big, you know, public figure,
right.
They expect us to be all the time, like, you know, just.
Peaches
just,
and cream.
Right.
Yeah.
And I got to hold up an image. Like, I got to make sure I'm dressing good, make sure my hair is done. I got to pay for this, do that, because I don't want them to catch me slipping. But I'm tired.
It's a lot to handle.
I'm fucking tired, man.
Yeah.
Be over
real.
It.
I can relate to what you said too. Like all of my friends always come to me with their problems. And it's like, okay, I understand. And then they get mad at me sometimes when I just say, I don't want to hear it today.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of the things are also repetitive. And I'm like, I'm going through my own shit. Just because I don't talk about the things I'm going through doesn't mean that I'm not human. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, lately I've just been very like, no. To people, like, no, I don't want to hear it. And they may take it personal, but for me, I need to say no. It was such a relief for me to finally say no. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, no feels so
Yeah, no,
good.
No, right. No, you can't come over. No, I don't want to talk. Mm-hmm. No,
I'm not going out.
I got to be
no
there for me.
No feels so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to work on that more, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Once I realized no, what it was and what it meant,
mm-hmm.
No means stop.
Come on. I put my hands up. I can't do it.
And I'd be like, oh, no, not today. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Because
let me tell you what's crazy. The other day, somebody asked me Because I've recently been saying, no, 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 Destiny's Child, baby, on repeat. And my friend said, can I borrow $10 to give me some water for my house? And I said, oh, he really need it. And you know, at first, I was about to be like, uh-uh, because right. No was in my Shondo. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I sent him way more than what he asked for. And mind you, let me tell you, I ain't have it to send.
See?
But I did. Mm-hmm. And the very next day, I made that, what I sent him, like 100 times over.
See?
Wow.
So it does help to sometimes say yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every once in a while.
But the no was in my spirit.
Right, but you felt it in your spirit to still give, even though you didn't have it.
He's a great person. He's right. So sweet. Mm-hmm. And he just moved to his place. And okay. And he was just like...
It's hard times, too. You
it
know,
is.
These businesses are barely holding on.
They're barely holding on.
You know, because I was making my main income from Instagram. Now right. That shit is slow to the flow. I can barely go,
it's
okay?
It's slow to the flow.
For sure, so...
Well, Facebook still give it to you.
See, and I'm not hip on Facebook like that. All I know is Facebook dating.
Now, Instagram didn't stop, but Facebook didn't stop.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about Facebook and like how they make a bag on Facebook. But
they
didn't
stop.
Understood.
That's what they switched to.
Okay.
So, y'all don't switch to Facebook.
Okay, right. I'll make it make sense.
Yeah. And Snapchat make a coin, too.
I heard that, too.
I'm trying to get to that, too.
They say Snapchat the coin.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Well, subscribe to my Snapchat.
Subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Right. That's coming soon for me, absolutely. Feet.
Mm. Oh. Yeah. Oh, you know they got the feet app.
Nuh-uh.
They got an app where the people pay to see your feet.
Oh, yeah, it's time.
And they tell you, like, what to do. Like, put some caramel on your feet. Let me see you put some caramel.
Oh, you better say less. They love my little fat toes. You on there?
I got some nice feet, too, so.
They look a little big.
They nice. They ladyish.
Okay.
They ladyish, huh? They ladyish.
Not ladyish.
Like a nice little light brown.
Okay. Not the light brown.
Not Kappa.
You know, moving along. Okay. Right. Moving.
So we all, let's just get the elephant in a room out of here. And she's not even in here, the person.
I'm here. Oh, I thought you were talking about the elephant.
Oh, a friend, do not do that. You are not. She always tries to play around her own self. You know you're confident with who you are when you can just joke around and it's nothing personal. You know what I mean?
You gotta be confident.
Have fun with it.
You have
that's where I'm at.
And that's just that.
Take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
It's just a lot to deal with. It's just a little bit extra.
Right.
That's it. But let me tell you, people stop acting like y'all like pounds.
For real, because behind closed doors, it'd be pounds. Yeah.
Talking about Root, there is a situation that you went through.
And
it was very shocking. Mm. Especially, you know, when you hear something like that happens to somebody, but you know the person you met that person, it makes it make you feel like, should I reach out? Should I contact? Mm-hmm. Should I wait? You know what I mean?
Right.
And then also for you being a public figure, mm-hmm. that's something that you had to go through, you know, publicly.
Public.
You didn't really have time to get it all together. You know what I mean? Cope.
It was out quick.
It was out very quickly.
Quick.
How are you feeling?
So, I be getting emotional when I talk about this. Okay, it's all over the place. Okay, so I'm still trying to figure out why this happened. Why did this happen to me? I wasn't in an argument with anyone. I wasn't going back and forth or arguing with anyone. None of that took place. Now, what I walked in on was that with mm-hmm. other people, not me.
Right.
When I got in there, I was consoling the person, like, because the person was crying. I'm like, why are you crying? What happened? Mm-hmm. And when the story got explained to what happened, I was like, oh. And it was just boom, boom. After that, everybody's mouth literally dropped. When I came back to it, everybody's mouth was still like.
It was unbelievable.
Because it was for no reason.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't even see it coming, did you?
No, at all. Because there was no reason for it.
Right.
So the crazy thing is, like I've said on social media, this is the part I want to talk about, the processing part. Because I would wake up, and I haven't even said this publicly. I would wake up and wake up out of my sleep crying.
Shut up.
And not knowing why. And not knowing what that meant. So when I contacted the therapist, she said, it's trauma. Hmm. And so she was like, trauma will wake you up out of your sleep. And I was like, but I was crying. I was crying in my sleep. I don't know. She was like, you was crying in your sleep. She was like, mentally, I was thinking about it in my sleep.
Right.
Because I still don't know. I don't bother nobody.
You don't.
I don't argue with people. I don't get online and cut up and do what everybody else is doing. I don't do none of that. So I had to question God.
That's deep.
And I was like, because let me tell you, a couple of days after, I was like, Lord, you suck. That's how I felt.
Right.
That's how you feel.
That's how I felt. Because I did not understand. Ooh, Jesus. I'm trying not to get emotional.
Can we get some tissues?
I'm trying not to get emotional. But I didn't understand why this happened to me.
Right.
I don't bother anyone. I don't do anything to anybody.
No, whenever we see you out, it's always jubilant. It's always inviting. It's fun.
It's welcoming.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, and I still don't know what happened. Like, it still bothers me. And I told someone today, one of my friends that's just always dramatic, I said, listen, I can't deal with your drama. Thank you. I said, I can't deal with your drama because I'm still trying to process my drama.
Own drama, right. Yeah. Do you see situations now or can you watch something and feel triggered?
What's crazy is where I come from, you know where I come from.
Right, that's why I'm like, so
let me tell you, I was angry with God.
Mm-hmm.
I was angry. And the Lord told me, he said, it's not about you, but it had to happen to you.
Whew, if that ain't a word. Yeah.
And let me tell you the other thing. He said, in this, so many people are going to learn lessons, which were the people that were around.
Mm-hmm.
And so many different things been happening to people. God said, I'm trying to open up the other folks' eyes, right. But I got to use you.
Mm-hmm. You got to set that example.
So in that moment, when he spoke to me, it was like, you're my strong person. Like, the thing is, everybody's special in their own way.
Right.
So when God created you, he did something different. We all got our own unique gifts and talents and ways we live life.
Absolutely.
That's what makes us an individual.
Mm-hmm.
But when he said it had to happen to you, and then in that moment I said, okay, the crazy thing is I went into worship in that moment. At home. I was at home in that moment and I went into worship. Because, like, people don't understand God is good. Because the thing is, I could have lost my life.
Absolutely.
You know, the right hit, you could be out of here.
You out.
It could have been a lot worse.
Brain dead, vegetable, anything. Yeah.
And we know that you and Tamar are very good friends. Mm-hmm. And she eventually did speak out. But a lot of people were saying, why didn't she speak out a lot sooner? Now, for you, how did you feel, like, when she did speak out? Did you feel like she did the right thing for you? Was that the right public announcement as far as the situation?
So the thing is, I wasn't going to speak out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wasn't going to speak out. But I feel like for her, I feel like she was, even a week later, she was still in shock.
Right.
She called me every day, every second, every minute, every hour, like.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes in situations like that, you don't know what to say.
You don't. Yeah.
Especially when it's no reason for it. It's like, I'm lost. What do I say?
And that's why she did say in quote, I wish it was me and not him.
Yeah.
I wish it would have been me.
I'm telling you, like I said, I had nothing to do with what was going on.
Right. Then it was like her concert. So I know she felt even worse. Like, damn, you know?
Right. And we don't have that on our shows. On tour, it's none of that.
Right. No drama.
No drama. It's just another sad love song wrecking my brain like crazy. R&B.
Right. So
it's none of that. But in all of that, God is good. I feel like I'm still healing. Mm-hmm. That's why I had to tell someone yesterday. I said, listen, your drama, baby, I don't want to part. So you got to keep your drama to yourself. I don't want to hear it. I'm dealing with stuff on my own.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's triggering. Like, mm-hmm. it's triggering. And it's so funny. When I go to sleep, I still see the moment. Like, I still see the moment.
Yeah, it's going to take a while. I mean, that's not something that you just get over.
You don't. Right.
You know?
But as a strong Black woman.
Mm-hmm. That you are.
You keep it and push it and keep it moving. Right. You're still taking legal actions. You're still...
You know, you got to... Let me tell you. God don't play with me. For real. He don't play with me for real.
That's right.
For real. He don't play with you.
He don't, but he like to joke a little bit.
He like to joke.
He do.
Because sometimes I'll be like, Lord, what the?
No, for real.
And he play.
I like how what you said earlier, how you felt when you was talking to God or whatever. Because sometimes I'm like, damn, do you love me? Do you hear me? What's going on?
Right. Why me?
Why me?
Why now?
But then again, you got to think, why not me?
Right.
Because let me tell you.
Why not
now?
Why not?
The whole time, it's working in your favor.
That's right.
Yeah.
The whole time, even the trials and the tribulations, it is working in your favor.
It's just a season.
It's a season.
And it's going to pass.
And it's a test.
Yes, it is.
It's a test. Mm-hmm.
You're so right.
And you made it out, so.
You did.
You're going to pass it because it's not like the DMV test. It's not,
right.
Because it took me 3 times for that
It's not hard like
that.
I still don't have a license.
You don't?
Never drove in my life. It's my phobia. So pray that God delivers me from that. Yeah, I'm very scared to drive. Even when my friends are driving, I get a little paranoid sometimes, especially if they're too close to the curb. You know when you got to make that right?
Uh-huh.
You get on, I get anxiety inside.
Like, ooh, Fred.
Right. Ooh, especially Amber. I'm like, okay. You know, I know you're from the hood.
You know, Amber, we drive like...
Right.
From
the... Exactly, right. I'm beat up.
I'm
yeah,
like, damn. I'm gonna drive from niggas.
Right.
Right.
I mean, I know how to hop out the car if I got to, but, I don't know how to get behind.
We don't hop out. We just run you over.
Mm-hmm. I got to keep going. I'm sorry.
Boop.
Yeah.
Right. Keep it moving along.
You gotta drive.
No, I do not.
You gotta get over that.
But you spend a lot of money on that goddamn Uber. Do you ever think about that?
That's
you must have it, but I mean, that's a lot.
Excuse me.
That's a lot.
It's not even about that. This is the thing. I think
you can rent a car is cheaper than Uber.
But you know what? Even where I live, my street, people hate coming to my house. I live in Hollywood. I live on Sunset, you know?
No parking.
So even if I did, I would have to wake up every morning at 5 a.m. because I live across the street from a school and a studio.
Ooh.
You know, so I would have to move the car at 5 o'clock in the morning, move it. Then the street cleaning every week, so it's a lot.
That's how you live in New York.
That's what it sounds like. But because I live in the heart of Hollywood,
everything
is right by my house. I could walk to the grocery store. I can get an Uber to West Hollywood. It's right there. Beverly Hills right there. Downtown's right there.
How much
you were? 11 and a half.
Oh, put them things to work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I walked here today from home. That's how close I live to the studio. Yes.
You was pumping.
I shot shade away. I was excited. I said, we fed up. Go work.
And you didn't sweat?
No.
You was pumping.
Okay. I was pumping.
Wow.
Well.
Couldn't be me.
Couldn't be me.
Mm-mm. Moving right along. So who is James Wright Chanel?
Yes, we want to know about Shul. Let's get deep.
I told y'all already I'm a strong Black woman.
Tell your story, friend.
James Wright Chanel. So I'm James Wright first.
Okay.
Chanel came from the legendary House of Chanel in the ballroom scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chanel. That's where it came from. And I am from South Central, born and raised.
That poor.
With the Crips. You know. She know. But I've always been this big personality, even as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So back in the day, I feel like the LA gatherings, like you know how back in the day we used to go to gatherings with our mamas and baby showers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the LA gatherings are always just so epic. Cause it's like it could be the kid getting baptized, but the after party is like
it's
the dinner
up.
Is like it's going up.
Mm-hmm.
So as a kid, my mom friends would be like, bring little James too. My mom would be like, he got school. They'd be like, I'm like 6 and 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get to these parties and I would entertain these people.
Wow.
Like I would sing. It almost reminds me of, remember Eddie Murphy comedy series Raw?
I didn't see it.
No?
No.
So Eddie Murphy parents used to bring him to these parties and he would come out and do comedy as a kid.
Okay.
And would cut up.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say that reminds me of myself because my mom, friends would be like, little James gonna sing Patty. And now he be singing Patty songs and blah, blah, blah. And currently, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
Always entertaining, making the people laugh, joking.
Yes.
I would tell people growing up and they'd be like, my life was perfect.
Wow, that's...
And they'd be like, what? I'd be like, yeah. My daddy spoiled me. My mama spoiled me. My uncle... everybody's, I was spoiled. Mm. And to this day, I'm still spoiled. But I had a great life growing up. Like, yeah. I wouldn't trade it in. Now, there are some bumps and some things that happened along the way. That
that's life,
oh, life.
Yeah, that's life.
But other than that, like, my family, they raised me. Like, I wouldn't be who I am today and be respectful if it wasn't for, you know, my grandma didn't play. She was a big mama. She didn't play.
Okay.
Yeah.
She didn't play. She'd cuss you out. And I ain't never got a whooping.
Never?
No. Mm-mm. When I seen everybody else get popped, that was the example.
Like, okay, okay. You learned from that.
Okay. I start telling. I'm like, Granny, you know he,
Oh, that's who's Granny's favorite, huh?
Granny? She said, what them niggas do? I said, they hopped that gate. They was on our lady roof and, yeah. And me riding along on the roof because I liked one of the boys that was playing with my cousin.
Oh,
one of my cousin's friends.
That's a hypocrite.
I'm getting on the roof to get her. Like, damn, I hurt myself trying to get up to see you. But I, James Wright Chanel, I've had an amazing life, and it's still amazing to this day. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I went to Washington High School.
Okay.
I went to Westchester, too. Mm. I was bougie first, and then I went to the streets. I wouldn't be a nigga from
the
street.
So you got the best of both worlds.
The best of both. Let me tell you, because my dad and my mom family is night and day.
Okay.
My mama family?
Yeah.
Oh, she know. My dad family, they're a little more uppity. They, my like, I've never heard my dad, mom, I've never heard her curse. I've never heard her yell.
That's something.
Oh, she's like, now I don't know, she might, she could be a hood rat. I don't know what she is. But in my eyes, she's like perfect.
Okay.
Like, she's like the closest thing to the Lord. Like, she real holy.
That's how my grandma is. She never cussed ever.
Like, I'm like, Granny, you...
And she's so sweet.
Now, let me tell you what my granny did have. Ooh, granny, if you see this, don't tell nobody. Don't get me. My grandmother had a couple of husbands. Mm. And so when I got older, I was like, I think probably about 5, 6, granny, I'm sorry. I would be like, wait, is she telling these niggas, if they order to get a little piece, they got to marry her? Because she was so holy.
Ooh.
And that was quick. The marriage just was quick. But and then my other granny, she had one husband. Well, one husband. And that was it.
Okay. But my other granny. That sound more traditional.
Oh, yeah. Right. My other granny, I don't know what was going on. She was my saved granny, but
she was busting down, dog.
She was still perfect. In my she was the perfect woman. Like, she would get up every morning, and when we wake up and go brush our teeth, wash our face, and go into the dining room, mm-hmm. the table is set with the food. Like, every morning. Dinner, we had to have dinner as a family. She was like
that. I like that.
She was that.
Okay.
And so, and she had how many sons? I think my grandma got 10 sons.
Well, that's a lot. You know, but you know, the old school, they always had a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. Now you don't really see like 5, 10, 15. Barely 5.
See 5 to 15.
You see 4 to 5 for sure.
No, my friend.
I barely see that.
I'm going to say her name.
Well, you know, my sister is working on her 4.
My friend daughter got, I think it's 14.
14?
Like 3 sets of twins. Wow. And the rest is regular.
My Lord.
Mm-hmm. She got a lot of kids. Yeah. And then her daughter got like 8 kids.
Mm. You know what? Recently.
You know her?
No. Oh. Let me tell you, so I always said I didn't want kids, right? But you know what? Recently, in my mind, I've been thinking, if I did get pregnant again, I would keep it.
Yes.
I would.
Please do, so I can be a godfather.
Good mama.
I believe so. Mm-hmm. So
a boy mama. You a boy mama.
Perfect. Yeah, I do not want no girl for sure.
No, you a boy mama.
But if you had a girl, you would a little Cinderella.
Oh, I would have to, but I would prefer a boy.
Yeah.
A rough rider.
I would say I would babysit, but you know what? No, I wouldn't, because Amber would spoil her kids. They'd be so bad.
Somebody gotta watch the kids. I gotta get outside.
I'm just joking.
And they'd be like, my mom was at James. I was like, he made us a steak and
fancy.
We song to the Lord.
Because my nieces and nephews, they like eat different. All of them.
Oh, really? Some are like vegetables, some.
I would have to cook chicken strips and fries for one. One bougie, then the other one, I was like, oh.
Would you want to have kids?
I have a son.
You do? I never knew that.
Nah.
Really?
A real son?
A real son. He work.
You have a child?
Yes.
You said he work? I know he work.
They came from your sperm?
Yeah.
Shut up.
You don't believe me?
You bisexual?
No, that's baby, that was 16 years ago.
Wow, so how old is your
son? That was 16 years ago. I was outside playing house.
Oh, that's That's crazy. We did not know that.
Right. How old is he?
16.
What?
I was outside playing
house. Why we never see him?
Because I don't
want you keep that
trying to attack
right,
me.
Right, you're right. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I really had to go off.
Right.
That's so awesome.
How has fatherhood been for you? You know?
Oh. Why did they invent Cash App?
Especially now he's
16.
The kids.
Mm-hmm. 16 is giving high school, right? What, 10th, 11th?
Yes, high school.
Yep.
The kids, even with the nieces and nephews, the littlest one, though, can you send me Cash App? I say, oh, baby, mine don't work.
You better ask somebody else.
Mine down.
Okay.
But that's why I said you'd be a good boy mom.
Wow.
And respectful and a good kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Right?
That is awesome.
Thank God.
Hey, it's amazing. Look, I didn't either. None of us.
Shocked.
No, I'm not. You know what?
What the hell?
You never know, though. And, you know, you just surprised the whole world.
You had sex with a woman.
Uh-huh.
It's still a chance for you. You can have a kid.
Babe, I had sex with a woman one time. So look, I told you.
I'm saying you can have a kid.
Uh-huh. I caught an STD. And it wasn't, and that's not the reason why I don't like females.
But you can have a kid.
Yeah, I did. Actually, I had sex twice.
And
did I
have
sex
twice? Now you got it twice?
Oh, I didn't know because the first time, no. I caught an STD one time. But my first time having sex with a girl, I was like 13 in a bush. And it wasn't really sex. She was begging me to just put it in. I put it in, I put it out. That's not really
I don't
sex.
Think begging.
No, I promise you, this girl, everybody knew who this girl was in my neighborhood. I guess, right? I put it in.
And
right, okay. And so then... Yeah, I was wrong.
That's why he got the STD.
No, I was 13.
No, it was from her.
That was the first time. He listened, you know. See, you trying to be your messy friend with that little Paris hat. Come on back to America.
Wee.
Okay, let me tell you about my PP that went into the...
We didn't hear this story. They don't want to hear it again.
Okay, well, he didn't hear it. Okay. So my cousins and my best friend, they're running a train on a girl at a party. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to prove to them, you know, that I was straight. And so I, you know, had sex with the girl, too.
Oh,
and
in the train?
Yeah.
Peer pressure.
Oh, baby, y'all got choo-choo.
Choo-choo. Mm. And I went, yeah, I got
everybody
a
had it?
I don't know if they had it. I didn't tell them that I had it. I was too, so I don't know if they would tell me if they got it or not.
But it was burning.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know I was bad. I couldn't even sleep at night. Yeah, my mom, I had to tell
if
my
they,
mom.
If you was, they all was. She was.
Right.
Because, you know, the girls, they the ones that spread it.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
Oh, yeah, they hold it.
First of all, the men be spreading this stuff.
No, but it comes from
y'all
a woman.
Don't be feeling when y'all got stuff.
It comes from y'all yeast.
No. When I have
something
immediately.
STDs come from a woman. No, but the STDs are, women hold the STDs and they give
I don't know. This is might be something that we all have to discuss.
No, you got to Google it.
I think I will.
It's true. You didn't know that?
Do STDs come from women?
You see why I stick to my side. Y'all already gave me it. I'm traumatized.
Ah! It do.
Can a woman create an STD? A couple can't create an STD from nothing. They have to spread it one person to another. So it's not saying who.
Let me. I don't think that question was the question.
Where does STD start from, okay? They are spread mainly by sexual contact, okay, but from who?
You!
It says...
Ladies, darling. Ladies
blood, first. Semen, and vaginal. That's all I know. Bodily fluids.
Blood and vaginals.
Semen.
Ladies got semen.
You know what? We just gonna leave
but
that there.
But see, it say vaginal. It didn't say penis-ual.
Okay.
Vaginal.
Okay.
It vaginal.
Blood, semen,
that's
vaginal.
Why they be telling ladies to clean... Ladies got... Clean your stuff!
We doing our thing. Ain't that right, ladies?
You said clean your stuff. You're right, not everybody. And fellas, too. You know, especially.
Right, especially if you got the banana peel because you got to pull it back.
I'm uncut. I have that. And yes, I
and
do
I hope
make sure mine is always clean.
Make sure the banana
oh, what? Peel. Yes, always.
Okay, but it's different type of banana peels.
I don't have the one with a lot of extra foreskin, no.
Because it's the ones that don't
so it's
come.
Covered like a blanket?
They got some.
I said
like
I don't have the one that is. It's like what I just said, it went in one ear and out the other.
I'm sorry, I don't want to offend you.
I don't know. I said I have the one that is not super long.
Okay,
I don't have
she found it.
A lot of skin. Oh, you did?
What you
found it?
What is that?
Wonderful engineer Danny is going to let her talk on the mic. She's going to educate the girls.
Yeah, give it to us, bro.
It says, studies have established that women have a higher biological risk for contracting sexual transmitted infections, STIs, and HIV than men.
So contracting means getting it from somebody.
For men, okay.
No. It do, but they
have
hold,
a higher chance.
Women mostly spread.
So how are we getting it though?
Because from being opening your legs, popping that pussy.
Well, you know.
That's yeast. It's, I'm talking about that real yeast, gonorrhea. You know, how are we giving, ourselves yeast, gonorrhea?
Because, you know, let me tell you, like people busting in it and they not clean. Like some people have sex and get bust in and get dressed and go home.
You know, I've done that plenty of times.
Yeah, stuff could happen.
It messed me up before.
Because y'all get irritated.
I was happy it was inside of me.
Y'all get irritated.
Okay. I was excited. Like, I didn't want to let it go. Oh.
Y'all be irritated. Easily, because it's open.
You right. Okay. Well,
y'all stuff sensitive.
I have no problem being wrong.
Not saying that it's nasty. I'm just saying, like, it's sensitive. So that's why I say y'all got to clean that stuff out. Because
you right. I haven't done that in a long time, though. Now, afterwards, you know, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm
little squish, squish.
Exactly. Wow. Then I'm getting on the rug.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people go, well, I ain't going to say it because they going to know what I'm talking about.
Oh. Okay, well, that's that.
Right.
Or something new that I did.
What did I say? I know a situation where somebody drove here to L.A. to do it because he finally gave in and she was thirsty and she drove to L.A. to do it. Mm-hmm. And then when she got there, he like pounded her, bam, 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 and was like, you got to go. My girl about to pull up. And she didn't have nowhere to go shower, so she drove all the way back to Vegas dirty.
What?
That's 4 hours, maybe five. With that in you?
And she called and she said the next day she was like, my stuff itched so bad. It just will not stop itching. Oh, and I said, well, that's like...
That reminded me of the time that you was on a plane.
Like dirty cum.
Damn, Jacob, did I tell them about that time?
Yeah, you told on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Now, while I'm talking shit, I had 2 STDs at one time. It was dirty down for real. And I had to get on the plane. I couldn't even be still. I got home, went straight to the shower, went straight to the clinic.
And see, with a man, he go to the clinic and they cure his quick. And then with the women...
But he act like wasn't nothing wrong with him.
Because he knew. And he went and got that stuff cleared up. Like, I ain't got nothing. And then with the women, it's held in there because it's, remember, it's...
Yeah.
It's coochie like a womb. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Let's have some fun.
Yes, why not?
Let's have some fun.
We have a game, which Amber is about to introduce.
Yes, do you mind? Oh, I guess I can.
Yeah, you want me to hand it to you?
Yes, please.
Today, I don't mind because I look good.
It's okay. Let Jacob do some work.
Jacob Slatter.
I'm going
to do. Y'all, so today, this game is called Inhumanity. I love how it's like a brownish melanin color.
It's
so
cute.
Sleek,
it's
right?
Real cute.
This is made by my friend, okay? And this is an amazing game. I'm going to break it down so we all can get a little rounded.
Okay. Break it down.
Okay.
And I want him to give me a sweatshirt, too.
Yes, they have merchandise as well. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, crop tops, backpacks.
The link will be in the description box. And? So you guys can purchase the game and as well as merch.
Right. Inhumanity, okay, is a thought-provoking card game tailored to the Black experience, featuring card categories that dive into society, religion, spirituality, and politics. It presents profound questions and fosters in-depth conversations and analysis, offering a valuable platform for exploration and discussion.
Mm.
Okay, next time, keep the big words out. Just have a little fun. Pull a card and let's talk about it. Easy. Like, you know what I'm saying? You roll the dice, whatever it lands on, you pull, and then we're going to discuss.
Got you.
Y'all ready?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Period. So let's open this nice thing. Look
that's
at that.
Nice. That looks, that's
look,
so
look,
nice.
Look, like, for real, come on.
I thought they was plastic.
Ooh.
They look wood. That look like it was something from Harry Potter.
Yeah, this next level right here, real nice and sleek. Okay.
Y'all better get y'all one of these.
I'm gonna get my roll on. B. Okay, let's pick a card from B. Excuse me, I have my press-ons from Nicki Minaj. Got to slide that in there.
Yes.
Have you ever experienced any pressure within our community from your peers or family members to embrace a specific religion belief? Elaborate on your answer. Honestly, I haven't. We always been, well, we grew up Methodist, then we went Christian, you know, so I don't know. Everything was regular for me.
That's good.
Yeah, I was always in the church, though. Always.
Hello. I'll be there this Sunday, friend.
Always. Oh, come on. Yeah.
I'm coming this week. Oh, yeah, I got to give God the praise. Week. And did it?
No, he only go for holidays.
No, excuse me.
One of those type of Christians.
Part-time.
I went to church with you about a couple months ago. You forgot?
Last year.
Was that last year?
You ain't been to church this year, and you know that.
I didn't know it was this
year. Right.
Let me
it don't matter.
Back.
I went last year and I went with you. So don't say it was, was it a holiday that day?
That was one time. Was you it, had was it, excuse me. Right.
Was it a holiday? I didn't think so.
Okay, I'm at C. Let me see.
Go ahead. See what you pulled.
Let me see. Which one is C?
Right there, the dark one.
The dark one. This paper, this look, this some good, paper. Where I'm at? Wait.
Well, we all supposed to discuss it.
Oh, let's discuss yours first.
Okay, well, I said mine was regular. So what about y'all?
So I never had an issue with religion. Yeah. I was raised Catholic first, and then I became a Christian.
Period.
I was raised Christian.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now yours.
Okay, praise God. Let me just scroll again. Okay, what's she on? B.
I like them B's.
Those must be the freaky ones.
The B's?
They're the freaky ones.
So I'm reading this side, right?
That's the only side you can read.
Why I don't say nothing?
It's a blind card. Wait. So now you got to pull from the side?
No, from this side, right? Okay, got you. Okay, it says, in your opinion, why do... Wait, these glasses. Okay, here we go. And you need clear. Mm-hmm. In your opinion... Why do you think that there is growing trends amongst our youth to move away from organized religion and explore different spiritual paths?
Mm.
The youth these days,
they ruthless.
They wasn't raised like us.
No.
Like I was saying, how my grandmother, when we like morning time, breakfast was on the table, lunch was on the table, dinner was mm-hmm. on the table. Like even my grandma did after dinner, we had dessert. Like that's just, it was traditional.
Right.
Like kids don't experience that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, like family.
Kids are telling their parents.
And family.
Can you DoorDash me? And they taking it to
their
room.
Yeah, and they got DoorDash.
The right. They getting it themselves. Nobody sits at the table anymore.
That's why I said with my nephew and everybody eat different. Like my nephew, if my nephew don't get chicken strips and fries or nuggets and fries, and he's gonna eat cereal. Like that's just how he is. So y'all not raising these kids right.
Because we ate what was on the table. Period.
For sure, I wasn't saying nothing. And if I didn't eat, was in the first table, I had to sit there till I did eat it.
Right. Why these kids on drugs?
I remember.
It was not no.
I remember that story
nothing.
You told me.
Yeah, I had to sit there till I ate that. They gonna cut the lights off. They in the room. I'm still sitting there.
Now I was a little spoiled. Right. If I didn't want it, I'll call my dad and be like, I don't want this.
Lucky you, I was getting that ass beat.
my mom be like, no, nigga, you eating that?
Okay. Okay, I'm eating.
I guess I'm going
to do it right here.
Okay.
I can't see what it is. Okay, you want A.
A? Okay.
Yeah, abracadabra.
Oh, wrong side. Oops. I should have learned. Okay. Oh.
Harry Potter day.
What is your stance on non-black individuals using the N-word while singing along to a song?
Absolutely
Keep
not.
Keep your mouth shut.
Never say an N-word.
Just like this. What's up, my... And you know what I mean? You got to just exit that out. It's never okay.
It's not.
Just because it's a song doesn't give you a hall pass to be disrespectful.
Not even the Hispanics too much.
They use it a lot.
They do. And y'all not even black.
Nigga.
Nigga, what's up, fool?
The only time y'all use black is negro, when y'all be talking about black.
Negro.
Why you say negro?
Negro.
Right, yeah. Exactly. That's
and
roll
the tongue to negro.
Right.
So you know... How you say black is Spanish?
Negro.
I forgot. Oh, that's how you say it?
Yeah.
So yeah. I heard that Hispanic lady say
that. And I said, you calling me a nigga? And she said, no.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned that word, because I literally heard a Hispanic lady say it the other day via a conversation when she was talking to somebody else.
But why is negro black?
Right, and I was trying to think. But when she talked about me, I thought the same thing. What she talking about me? But I didn't think that she was. Mm-hmm. But I was like, maybe it's the way
like
that they,
almost like
they say it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why would they make that the color? The name?
Look, who knows?
I don't know. You want to do another one? Or we want to do one more each? Or you want to get into the Instagram question?
We'll do another one. We're going to roll it.
We're going to roll again.
Okay.
Everybody get your roll. We having fun.
I'm on A again. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay. In your opinion, can a person of our community be pro-black while also engaging in international dating? Explain your perspective.
Absolutely not. You know I don't play that interracial.
You go far, yeah, because
I don't play that interracial dating. I like black with black, Hispanic with Hispanic, white with white. Matter of fact, I don't care what y'all do. I like black with black.
I like black, red, orange, purple, green, yellow, beige. Or
I support it, but
it
for me,
it doesn't matter. Love to love like, is love to me.
Whoever gonna respect me?
So you date out your race?
I have.
Mm.
And Will?
I had a little Latin.
Oh. Mm. Papi.
No, you know. I had an Asian.
Okay, now you pushing it.
No. Because I couldn't believe what I saw. And I said, oh,
he was hanging, slanging.
Bruce Lee.
Wanging.
A lot of people say.
Top chap.
A lot of people say they're small. I've seen an Asian with a big, you know.
Bet you have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And then, well, no, Belizeans, they black.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, you know, y'all can do what y'all want to do, but for me, it's just.
Black on black.
That's it. That's all I can do.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. I love my black men. Damn.
Black brother.
Strong.
In your opinion, should our religious, what's that? Our religious centers be more financially engaged in empowering our community? Why or why not?
Our religious centers.
Like church.
Churches.
Should they financially provide for the community? So I'm going to say this. The Catholic Church does.
Okay.
Because if you notice, the Catholic Church always give them free carnivals and that's giving back.
The Christian Church is greedy. They used to feed us after church. They don't even do that no more.
Not all. Some are striving to continue to stay open. But the big churches, like, you know, the big names.
Yeah.
They can give back.
They can give back.
They can.
But, like, at the Catholic Church, after church, usually on Sundays, they have, like, a lot of, I don't know if they still do it, but they did when I was younger. Yeah, they still do it. They have like food and stuff in the parking lot. And the parking lot is shut down. And you know, you go around and eat and it's
that's cool.
Community open. And then every now and then they would give like big, huge carnivals. Mm-hmm. And the carnivals would be like open to the public. So
I will say the church that I used to go to in Sacramento back when I lived at home, they would give away food, like groceries after Bible study every Wednesday.
Yeah, churches still do that.
They still do that, yeah.
Yeah, they do?
And you know, when school was coming back in, they try to have their big wide backpacks and everything.
Yeah.
For Easter, they have like a little something afterwards.
Yeah,
exactly.
Kid.
So yeah. Churches, they're doing their thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give it up. B. And B is on a roll.
From the front, the other way.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I got these. Okay.
The Nikes.
Have your religious or spiritual beliefs ever led you to harbor feelings or hatred towards or to feel better than a person or a specific group of individuals? Because I'm a Christian, do I feel better than people? No.
Does it mean, do you feel better than people? Or did it mean, like, do you...
Harbor feelings are hate.
Because they're another religion.
Certain Christians won't deal with other religions because they believe in God and God only.
Because some people
believe
the
said,
Father, the Son, and the Holy. Some people don't believe three.
Right.
Right. I got that tatted, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. No, but it never stopped me.
It never stopped me.
Right.
You know, when it comes to religion...
I'm firm in my religion. Firm.
I'm firm. Hello.
I still sin, but I, you know...
I'm accountable. Aren't
we all?
Yeah. Oh, saved by grace!
How about that? I think when it comes to religion, with me,
mm-hmm.
And one of my friends one time told me I shouldn't do this, but when it comes to religion, I want to know, like, we all had three different religions right now, mm-hmm. right? I want to know about yours. I want to know about yours.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know.
Educate yourself.
I want to be educated on everybody's religion. So when it comes to multiple different types of religions, I have respect for whatever you believe
right.
in.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, because that's your belief. And the thing is, people that are like Buddhists, they born into that.
Mm-hmm.
Monks, they born into that stuff.
Right.
So it's like, it's a tradition for them. So we can't be like,
who are we to judge?
But the crazy thing is, they are born into that. And the crazy thing is, we get a choice.
Exactly.
Mm,
we do.
Good. I like that.
That's true.
Because see, if we're born into being a Christian, right, mm-hmm. we can easily be like, no, I want to be Catholic.
Right.
I want to be Baptist. Yeah. I want to be apostolic or whatever.
True.
Like monks and Hindus and them kind of people, they don't get that option.
Right. That's from birth up.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll
it's instilled in them.
Huh. Yeah.
They scared to change.
Exactly. They feel like if they do, their family ain't going to talk to them no more.
Hello.
That's like, what's those people called? They live in their own little community.
Nuns.
Not nuns. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Amish. Yes, yeah, I was watching the show, and a girl wanted to get out the Amish. They had to go around back streets, and she had to escape. And her sister was walking by and said, slut, because she was leaving out the family.
Ooh.
And the mom cut her phone off. Yeah.
What movie was
it? It was a TV show. I'll be on Amazon Prime.
She be watching all the good things.
Yes, I watched some crazy
I'm
going
to Google that.
Yes, it was so good.
I thank God that we have options.
Absolutely. Yep. Same here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Safety with men.
Okay.
You know what?
Hey, I love that for us. Let's get into some Instagram questions. There are some people that did ask you some questions. One of the questions were, what do you do to help your vocal ability?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay.
I don't do nothing. When it's a gift, it's a gift.
Hello? Somebody also said, James, would you ever do a song with Tamar? Because I need that in existence, please.
Yes, I would.
Yes.
Period. You didn't give me any.
No, you
kept it for
me.
Yourself.
I posted on a pod page on my page.
Jacob's no, I'm saying ladder. Usually we send a script.
Oh, I know. I forgot my bad.
Right. He tried to be, you know, greedy.
Jacob.
You do. He does that time to time.
No, I don't.
Try to take the shot. It's okay.
Girl, I don't got to take
it. It's fine.
Oh, please. Fine.
Y'all already walked here and just feeling
I mean,
it.
Right.
Feeling it.
Okay, well, we already answered this question. Okay, so you say you had something up at the top of your dome. What is it?
Yes. Are you single?
Yes.
Okay, why do you think that is?
So let me tell you. Okay, so let me tell y'all this. I'm going to be honest. I'm sorry. My last man wasn't no good, but I want him back. I don't care.
Okay.
Because let me tell you why. I listen to everybody that want to talk about my no good man, but they still be with they no good man.
All the time.
Speak on it.
Mm-hmm. I learned a lesson in that. But I want you back. You know who you is.
Period.
Tweet said, call me.
Do you ever post your man?
I think that was the problem.
Mm, it was like he felt like you were a secret?
Oh, no. The problem was the punks got in the inbox. And
You did post.
And he wasn't used to that.
Oh, so you dated Trey?
No.
No?
Patricia.
Patricia.
But... No, I'm just playing.
I'm like, how can we be Patricia? You talking about a punk.
So, dating... Okay, so I'm this big personality.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we ain't even got to talk about platforms, TV shows, songs, mm-hmm. this, that. We ain't talking about none of that.
Okay.
Just take all that away.
Okay.
But even with that gone, I'm still this big
that
personality.
Part, natural.
So a lot of times people feel like, if I pick a person to be with...
Mm-hmm.
I want to be with you. I don't care
about your status
and all that. Mm-hmm. I don't care about that. I don't want you to care about that with me, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be with you.
Right, period.
And that's that. And people don't get it.
Mm.
And I had somebody tell me, like, why you chose me? Like, out of all the people you could have chose, you going to choose me. I ain't got nothing.
Wow.
I said, baby,
insecurities.
You got to live in your security, baby.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn. You got to, people like literally be like, no, I was with somebody and he was like, I just felt like I had to catch up to you. No, you don't got to catch up, baby.
It was intimidating.
You don't got to catch up. We're not eating hot dogs. We're not going to catch up, baby.
What's your type?
Rich figure, eight figure.
My type.
Oh, my gosh.
Boom. Oh, mine
yeah.
too.
Pocket full of men. Bust down. Messy hoes like to talk shit. No, wait.
Stop. Oh, my God.
I don't have one.
No?
What? You just go up with whatever make you feel good?
No. Like, I'm not picky. I'm not a picky person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so easy. Like, I could come to your house, you could make us some sandwiches, some chips, and bitch, I'm a limber like...
Oh, I like that.
I'm like, bitch, you made this mean sandwich, you know? I'm not picky. Like, in life, period, I'm not picky. I'm so easy. Only thing is, I want to wear all black every day, and that's probably the biggest thing.
I love some black. Yeah.
I love to wear all black. This year is like the first year I'm actually...
You know, all black is like royal. People don't know, but it's royalty.
I like black with gold. That's giving royalty.
And I'm
and look, I found this ring under my couch cleaning up. It's silver. I don't know who lost that ring at my house, but
thank you, ma'am.
Oh, it's yours now.
It's costume though, but
it is what it is.
But I'm not picky, and I'm so easy. And the crazy thing is, like, I cook for my man.
I told Amber that on the phone. Weren't we talking about this? He said, oh, I'm going to bring it up to James.
It's
not funny that he said that, and I literally told you that on the phone.
Right. He said, like, you cook for your man.
I go in.
You're a nurturing type of guy.
Yeah.
Nurturing.
I told Amber that. I can feel that from you. Like, I can tell that you cook for them, you cater to them.
And you make them chicken, like you would smell like chicken. saying.
No, I would still be smelling
like right, you. Right. That's what Jacob said on the phone. I'm just saying.
I said he gonna smell like chicken?
You said something like he'll make chicken.
No, I said I'm sure he can fry some good chicken.
Well, chicken came up.
I didn't say that about him smelling like no chicken.
Oh, maybe I just want some chicken. Well, I am hungry.
Oh, don't play. I'll go fry some right now.
Did you bring my chicken powder that you promised?
I meant to bring the damn fry. Forgot it.
That's how I am. I'm like real. And I'm like that with my friends, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like.
We still never got a plate.
You just come by, pop up, and get a plate.
Okay.
I'm telling you. People pop. My cousin, he pops up and be like, hey, I got $100. What you gonna make? That's how my cousins do. They be like, hey, you gonna cook today? One of my cousins be like, can you make some Kool-Aid? He want Kool-Aid every day.
I heard that.
Well,
that's
you probably make good Kool-Aid, huh?
I do make good Kool-Aid. Yeah. I make good Kool-Aid? Yeah, I make good Kool-Aid. No, like, that's how I am. I'm like, I'm a granny.
I love that.
You're old soul. Mm-hmm. You're old soul.
I'm my granny.
You're your granny's reflection. Yeah.
She used to
spinning
cook.
Image.
Everybody ate at our house every day. That's just how it is. Like, and it's just crazy. And you know what I realized too, though? Cooking and cleaning and loyalty and being faithful and honest, and it still don't keep a man.
It don't get you no damn where.
Because right. People are used, right. Let me tell you, people that are used to being abused and used and in these horrible situations, they feel that that's what they supposed to come into when they get into the next situation. And what's crazy is them not being used to people being nice and kind, it scares them.
Right, but it's like after a while of that pattern, don't you get tired? Don't you realize like, okay, I keep coming into this like this. They're trying to show me something different. Maybe I should adapt. Why the fuck you keep bringing the same shit into the new situation?
Right.
They try to adapt.
The same results. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. They try to adapt, but after a while, it's like, oh, wait a minute. Still, that kicks in. I'm not used to this.
Right. That's
because let me tell you where it start from. Home.
Mm-hmm. That upbringing.
Yeah.
Oh!
If you see a mama get popped and or that mama popping daddy or daddy popping mama and they cutting up in the household.
That's all you know.
That's all you know.
Facts.
That's all you know. And so when you get out in life, you miss out.
Right.
I still want my old man back.
He was hitting you?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I had a hit one time from somebody.
Yeah, me too.
Ooh, and I had dogged him. I dog-dogged him. I said, ooh, we don't play that over here.
Mm-mm, not none.
What is that? What you doing? And right. then we were supposed to be together after. Oh, no, baby. You got to go.
Right.
At least you had the strength to get out of it and not saying it because a lot of people don't.
Be stuck like a duck.
Yeah. Oh, I had the strength to beat his ass. Mm-hmm. You got to go. Trick or treat, baby. It's October. You got to go.
Okay.
I don't want to be with you after that.
No, absolutely not.
Right.
And anytime you do like this, I'm like, oh. I'm scared of shit.
Something on my mind. No, I ain't. No. No, baby. You just a fool. You know you in love.
What you said.
Hey. Amber couldn't wait to have her moment with
you. That's really about one of my favorite movies.
Really?
Yes. Oh, girl, that's what's love got to do with
it. Best movies.
Yes.
But I don't play that. I find rings under the couch.
Okay.
Well, we have had a great-ass time with you. I feel like this episode was amazing.
Praise God.
Okay. Can we get a little run or something? Can you give us a little... Ooh,
what was the run that...
Okay.
That's the run.
I can't.
That's the run. Because the greatest... love of all is happening to me. I found the greatest love of all inside of me.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got some little chills. Right. Found it in me. That's a gift.
Thank you for that treat, because I know you charge a fee.
Thank
you, friend.
I don't charge.
Before we go.
I don't charge my friends.
Thank you. Inhumanity, y'all. You can order it right now. Let me tell you something, okay? www.inhumanity.com. Promo code is just us. No you. So JSTUS. No you in the just, okay? That is JSTUS for 20% off of your purchase.
Ooh, yes, 20. You guys. The link is down in the description
20
box.
20 pretty good, right?
20 good. 20%
off, y'all. The link is down in the description.
What have you? Nobody. You man, what is it called? What's the game called?
Inhumanity.
Inhumanity, 20% off now.
Yeah.
Twin. I love him.
Yes,
I
love and him. Before we go, I have a gift from, yes. for you.
For me?
Yes, I told these people that you were coming, and they said, please slide this over. It's now, this is called Crown Skin, okay? Uh-huh. This is for King Skin. It's King Body Butter. And it has, they say, ferments in them. Y'all heard about ferments?
Ain't that like sexual?
No, but it's supposed to, oh, something like that, because it's supposed to attract men.
Yeah.
So I want you to give this a smell.
Put this on Gucci.
Uh-huh, everywhere. Yeah, give it a smell.
Yeah, that's,
yes.
that's, make people,
Yes.
Ooh.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ooh. Ooh, that's good. Smell
oh,
that.
Oh, everything.
Yep.
That's good.
Jacob, I have one for you as well.
You too, friend. Go ahead yes. and toss it on over.
Ah.
That's good.
Ooh, I got hands.
Mm-hmm. So they wanted me to gift that, and I hope y'all enjoyed it. It's for men. King it's a body butter, skin. You know.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Real
King's
thick and
body
nice.
Butter.
Yeah.
Cheers. All right. Well, thank you guys again for tuning in to another episode of the Just Us Podcast with our wonderful guest, James Wright Chanel. I'm one of your hosts, Jacob Willis.
It's your girl, Just Living, baby.
And we'll see you in episode 46. Hey, kings and queens, give your child the gift of a deeper connection with God and a stronger faith foundation with My Journey Within Kids Christian Journal. Start their journey today and watch as they grow in their understanding of God's love and purpose for their lives. You guys can go ahead and get a hard copy or you can get a digital copy with the links down below.